Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it, y'all. It is Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Friday feels so good.
Yes.
Let's get to our contestant.
I've been waiting for this day all week.
Jeff from Puyallup. Hello, Jeff. Are you there?
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And good Steve.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Steve, why don't you get out of here?
I'm ready to leave.
For those playing at home, Jeff is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is a group of fish called?
School.
Yes. In what city is the Kentucky Derby held?
Kentucky. Preakness or I don't know.
No.
Pass.
How many planets have stable surface liquid water?
How many what?
How many planets have stable surface liquid water?
4, 5.
No.
2.
No. Who is the Greek goddess of beauty?
Venus.
No.
Aphrodite.
Yes. What Seattle sports star was known as the Big Unit?
Randy Johnson.
That sure was. What product did Microsoft put out to compete with the iPod?
Apple. Windows.
No.
Tablet.
No.
Tablet. Pass.
How many primary colors are there?
3.
Yes. What year did Kurt Cobain pass away?
94.
Yes. In which ocean would you find the Mariana Trench?
Oh, that's by Australia. That's Atlantic.
No.
Ah.
But you got 5 right, Jeff. You split it right down the middle.
Yeah, all right.
Are we going to see you in Puyallup tomorrow?
I'm going to try. I got 2 different major family events going on.
Tis the season. It's very busy out there. But
if you
find some time in your schedule, come join us at the Red Dog.
I should. It's like a quarter mile away.
And, nice. And you can bring the whole family if you have family events. Just have it at the Red Dog.
I know.
Steve.
Wow. Yes.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I walked into an intervention.
What is a group of fish called?
A gaggle.
No.
A school of fish.
Yes. In what city is the Kentucky Derby held?
Louisville.
Yes. How many planets have stable surface liquid water?
I'm going to go 3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No.
Damn
Who
it.
Is the Greek goddess of beauty?
That is, Blake Lively.
No.
Aphrodite?
Yes. What Seattle sports star was known as the Big Unit?
Oh. Randy Johnson.
Correct.
Great
what
nickname.
What product did Microsoft put out to compete with the iPod?
I had many of them. That would be the Zoom.
It would be. How many primary colors are there?
There are 3.
There are. What year did Kurt Cobain pass away?
Oh, crap. 1995?
No.
1994?
Yes. In which ocean would you find the Mariana Trench?
Which ocean? Pacific.
Yes. In meters, how long is an Olympic swimming pool?
100.
No.
500.
No.
50.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 9 correct, which is a victory.
Man.
9-5.
Let's go.
Next time,
Dolly
Jeff.
Dolly Parton style.
You
I
know
guess.
It.
Thanks.
Have a good one, Jeff. Thank you. That's the way to go into the weekend.
Right?
Big W.
The only one you missed, and you started going the right direction, but then you went the wrong way. The number of planets that have stable...
Is it one?
It's one. It's just this one.
Just planet Earth?
We're the only one with stable surface liquid water. But congratulations on your big victory, Steve. Of course, people can come and play Beat Migs in person tomorrow if they feel... So, you know, brave.
If you're feeling smart or if you just want to hang out, have some drinks with us, eat some food, come on down to the Red Dog over in Puyallup at Sunrise Village.
We're calling it Sunrise de Mayo, and it starts at noon. All the info on the party is up at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a sick new feature on the Odyssey app, Steve.
Sick.
So sick, bro.
It's gnarly, brah.
You can leave us a voice message anytime you want, and we have been getting a slew of messages on there. Some have proven to be quite interesting.
Oh, one I know Danny's going to love because he loves talking about Shedeur Sanders, and somebody wants to talk a little bit about that. And then somebody has a karaoke suggestion that even I love. And I freaking hate karaoke.
Well, say less. I'm in, and we're going to slide into our VMs after Aerosmith.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message 24/7, 365 at your leisure. Just download the Odyssey app, and it's right there for you.
And some have to do with Shedeur Sanders today.
Of course.
Yes, that seems to be the topic of the entire week. Another person has a karaoke suggestion that even a karaoke hater like myself can get behind. But before we get to that one, let's check out this voice message through the Odyssey app.
I was thinking of going to emo night tonight, but I wasn't exactly sure what I should wear.
I'll tell you. Tight pants that are black. Yeah. A shirt that is black.
I would say go to Hot Topic, buy any shirt that's sold there, then try on some of their pants. And if you get a pair of pants that just are almost impossible to put on, get 2 sizes smaller and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Or get girls. Like, I mean, if you're a guy, obviously, just go get the girl section. And
girl
do
sizes.
Like, yeah. It'd be awesome.
And emo night is tonight at Numo's.
Tonight at Numo's starts at 9 o'clock. I can't wait to see you all there.
Danny is DJing. Apparently, this person's going to be there as well. They have more to say.
Oh.
Is there a dress code?
Yes, the dress code is My Chemical Romance t-shirt.
You know what's funny is I've actually been asked that a lot of times. Like, people, like, freak out or, like, overthink what to wear.
And I'm like a prom?
And like a cocktail party?
You show up. You just show up. You don't have to wear anything.
Just wear a t-shirt. And if you make it up on stage, like, some people take the shirt off.
Yeah.
Most people.
What can I expect if I'm there? Looking forward to watching you, Danny. Bye.
Whoa.
Well, be sure to say hi to Danny. Danny loves talking to people.
With your shirt off, preferably.
What can you expect? Mosh pits, emo music, jumping, all of the fun. Drinks.
Looking forward to watching you, Danny.
Me too. I'm looking forward to watching you too. It is a lot of fun to watch Danny in his element.
It is the best.
It is a very good time. So I think that person will have a great time. It's at Numo's tonight.
Yeah. I was thinking that, I know this sounds crazy and hear me out, but I was thinking that Shedeur Sanders should pay all those fines for the Falcons guy and also the team. I mean, talk about great PR. I know a lot of people seem to hate him, and this would be a great way for him to improve his image. And I know it wasn't his fault, but talk about a cool gesture. And I think that would make a lot of people become a fan of his. And it seems like that's something that he could use. What do you think?
I think that's a terrible idea. I don't think he's going to do that.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I think it's the wrong guy that you'd be asking. I don't think there's a chance that he would do a good deed like that.
Honestly, at the end of the day, I don't think he cares what the public perceives him as long as he's making money in the NFL, as long as there's endorsers and like people spending money on him. That's all that guy's going to care about.
He's living his life.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the one about karaoke, because I really do think this would be a fun thing to do.
I have this idea. So it's karaoke, but instead of singing songs,
You could sing intros to TV shows or cartoons or maybe a jingle from a commercial. And if you could, what would you sing?
Now, that would be a fun night. You're not singing normal songs. You're singing, like, TV theme songs, jingles to commercials.
And think about how many more people could participate because they're short.
Yes.
You know? I love this idea.
I mean, I know the one I would do.
What?
1-877 cars for kids.
Why are you like this?
Why? I wonder if someone will throw a bottle at my head.
They will.
All right. So, Taryn Dilley, if you had a pick, what song would you do?
There was a show I was obsessed with as a kid called Hey Dude.
Oh, hey, yeah. Dude.
Hey, Dude. Yes.
What the hell is this?
Oh, it was like they worked on like a dude ranch.
Okay, so I think this might be a little bit past my time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dude.
It's a little wild and a little strange. When you make your home out on the range.
Oh, damn. Danny's feeling it. Who are they? What channel is this on? Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sing it. Yippee-ki-yay.
What?
Like the cowboy say.
Sing it again now.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I don't even know this song. Who am I working with?
The end is the best part.
Oh, sorry.
Watch out for those men, jackrabbits, and that killer cacti.
Ready?
Hey, dude.
Oh, God, we stood through for that.
That was the greatest show of all time.
I kind of want to do this just so I can see everybody that's clearly younger than me lose their minds. That was hilarious.
It's a great song.
That, I don't even know if that bar can do something. Like, that'd be so much fun to have like a karaoke night where we do stuff like that.
Yes, oh, yeah. I'm in.
All right, Danny, I think I know which one you're going to go with.
Yeah, because I sing it regularly when I'm in the bathroom peeing, so you're welcome.
When I wake up in the morning,
is it this?
No, it is not this. I do love this one, though.
By the time I get my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus drive by. It's all right.
Because I'm saved by the bill.
I do love this one.
All right, well, what is it then?
Only because it's such a catchy tune. Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
Yes. Growing pains.
Don't waste another minute. Are you crying? Whether we're near the end.
Wait, you sing this in the urinal with Steve?
Yeah, we hold hands. It's very fun.
And sword fight?
We call it show bonding. You're not invited. That would be weird. Man, see, now the one that you guys kind of make dates me to feel old, the one I'm picking now is going to make me feel even older.
Let's go.
I don't know if you guys even know this song, but I would actually sing this at karaoke.
Okay.
Look at what's happening to me.
Oh, I know this because of you.
This almost sounds like the Growing Pains thing.
Top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
Come on, everybody.
Show me that smile.
Just kidding.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
I guess I should learn the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
What is that? Greatest American Hero?
Greatest American Hero.
What bar would be cool enough to let us do this?
I'm pretty sure not a single one if they heard this segment.
They're like, get out.
You guys are all banned.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, our Seattle Seahawks top draft pick did a press conference in the Emerald City. And if you aren't already head over heels in love with Gray Zabel like we are, this is absolutely going to turn you into a fan of his. Not only does he chat about his love for beer, Busch Light, but also he lays some respect on Seahawks history. You'll hear what he said at 7:20. Yesterday, our Seattle Seahawks very top draft pick, Gray Zabel, was in town and he gave a press conference. There's been so much to love about him already.
His mustache.
Oh, it's a glorious mustache.
I mean, the fact that he's going to help our offensive line pretty much the moment he steps onto the field.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
So it was also just announced that he's going to be wearing number 76. And this number was once worn by Seahawks great Steve Hutchinson. And so Gray Zabel was asked about this.
How'd you decide on 76?
Well, that was kind of the equipment staff's idea, and I had to ask Hutch if it was okay to wear it.
and he was all for it and super excited for it. So, I mean, it's no better number to wear in Seattle history. So,
brother, it's pretty cool.
I like how John Schneider's like, brother, this is pretty cool. All of a sudden, he turned into Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
Hey, brother.
Steve Hutchinson went first round for the Seahawks in 2001.
And Hutchinson, I guess, has kind of become a mentor for Grant, and he's involved with the Seahawks, which is awesome to hear because he was such a force, him and Walter Jones. But I was like, is Steve's number retired? I didn't think it was, and it's not. But it's still cool that he checked with them to make sure. Do you know which Seahawks numbers are retired?
No.
Well, number 12.
Yes.
For the 12th fan. Number 80.
Okay.
I think you can figure out
Legend.
The
other. I don't know.
Come on, think of somebody that's a friend of the show.
Walter Jones?
Yes, number 71.
Is Cortez?
He's not, but interestingly enough, it's not officially retired. It's like, make it officially retired, but unofficially it's taken out of circulation since he passed away back in 2017. So I got to imagine at some point they're just going to make it official that nobody can wear number 96.
For sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, his love for Busch Light had to have been brought up during the press conference with Gray Zabel.
Any Busch Light left in Pierre?
There might be a few, but not a lot.
Are you willing to switch to Rainier?
Just kind of depends. I haven't tried.
I should do like that question. I love that this is what the press conference is.
Hard-hitting questions.
Well, it's Prince. The season hasn't even come close to starting.
Just kind of depends. I haven't tried it yet. I know that's a huge brand up here in the Pacific Northwest. So hopefully if we have good OTAs, we can maybe try a few.
I'm looking at you, John Schneider.
How many beers do you think Gray Zabel could put down in one sitting?
Beers or cases? That mustache.
Solid
right?
Question. they asked him about being a Seahawk and becoming a Seahawk, and he had a fabulous answer to this.
Gray, what do you think tomorrow will be like for you when you do get on the field for the first time wearing at least an NFL jersey?
It's going to be surreal. To wear the Seahawk logo on your chest has been kind of a dream. Super excited. Anytime you get to tie the cleats up and hit the grass, you got to be grateful. It's a get-to mentality, not have-to mentality. So I get to go practice tomorrow and show up to one of the best jobs you could possibly have.
I love that answer. That just got me fired up because that's something that really changed my mindset with a lot of things in life, especially like you're at work. It's like you get up early, you do it for so long, you kind of start like not dreading it because it's an awesome job. But like there are a lot of times where you're like, oh, I got to get up tomorrow. This is going to be, you know, and then you meet like people who listen and how it's impacted them in some way, whether it makes traffic easier or helps them when they're having a bad day. And it's just like you kind of shift the way you think. It's like, I get to do this, and that's awesome. And once I started thinking like that, I kind of applied it to a lot of other things. Like, I get to do this with my daughter. You know,
yeah.
At first, I'm like, oh, I got to go to ballet class or tap dance, or even with the wrestling stuff. Like, I train every week, and sometimes I don't want to, but that's like kind of part of the deal with the school that I go to. And I realized, I'm like, this was a dream of mine when I was a kid. I get to do this
stuff. That get-to mentality.
Do you have something like that? I mean, work is a great one, I think, for us. We're very fortunate. Yeah.
Being Barrett's mom, of course.
I know it's cheesy to say, but I agree.
But I would also say emceeing a lot of the events that I get to do in the area and, like, help out local causes and local organizations, help them bring a greater good to a greater number. That I just love that. It fuels my fire. So that's something I love that I get to do.
Danny, I get to wear two different colored shoes every morning.
I'm not doing that today, actually. No, for me, though, it's definitely emo night. It, you know, it's one of those surreal moments for me of being like, I always wanted to be in a band and I wanted to be on tour and put on shows and stuff like that. So every time I get to do emo night now, and it's like, I get to play my favorite music for people, and they're like, it's a huge sold out crowd almost every single time.
And instantly see a reaction.
Yeah, and it's mind blowing. It's like I get to do a hobby that I used to do in my room by myself. And now it's like, now everyone loves it.
It's funny you say that. Friday night, either he's doing it in Numos in front of 600 people or he's doing it in his underwear at his apartment in West Seattle. Danny is playing emo music, jumping up and down.
It's exactly. Happening either way.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you have something that you're thankful you get to do? 206-803-ROCK, based on Gray Zabel's philosophy of that thing you get to do. What is it for you? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after 3 days, Grace. Gray Zabel of our Seattle Seahawks just shared an awesome philosophy during a press conference about what it means to be a Seahawk.
Super excited. Anytime you get to tie the cleats up and hit the grass, you got to be grateful. It's a get-to mentality and not have-to mentality. I get to go practice tomorrow and show up to one of the best jobs you could possibly have.
Wait till you're a 10-year veteran. You're not going to be like, I get to practice tomorrow. You're like, gosh, got to practice again.
My knees hurt.
Exactly. Everything hurts.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a Rockaholic on hold who his get-to moment is a very big milestone birthday situation, Steve okay. Miggs. But first, let's talk to Jessica from Port Orchard. Jessica, what is that get-to feeling for you?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were hearing me. It's weird. Like, you hear yourself talk.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, sorry. I am a school nurse, so I work at four different schools in Kitsap County, and so when I go to work, basically, I see a lot of kids every day. They come in if they get hurt at school, and I also get to treat kids with serious medical conditions. I've had to call 911 multiple times.
So Jessica, what is one of the more, like, it doesn't have to be like gnarly, but like one of the more insane moments where you're like, oh, I can't, like somebody getting hurt, where you're like, okay, nurse duties activate.
Oh, well, I've had students that have had seizures at school. I've had to administer medications to them. I've had students come in with fractures. I've had to call parents and be like, hey, you got to go take your kid to get seen. I think they broke a wrist.
Damn.
So yeah, we treat students with diabetes. I do all kinds of things.
I feel like there's probably enough subject content to turn that into, like, we should pitch this to Fox. Like, right. A new, like, the school nurse coming this season to Fox.
206-803-ROCK. Chad from Puyallup, what is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do?
Morning, Mays. Morning, Mr.
What's up, Chad?
This weekend on Saturday, I get to celebrate the second 90th birthday party of my life. My great-grandma lived to be 95, and so we got to throw a big party on her 90th and eat lots of good food. And now, Saturday, my grandma is turning 90, and we're going to throw a big party. And
well, Chad, it's not a party unless grandma does a keg stand.
I agree, but her knee's just going bad, so she might have to sit down for it. I'll just lift the keg up for her. How's that sound?
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I hope that Chad will ask his grandma what the secret to a long life is and then let us know.
One time, my wife's great-great-grandma, like, we were having a party. She's like turning, I think, like almost 100 or something along those lines. So myself and my father-in-law had to go get her at the home that she was staying at. And it almost got to be one of those, like, incidents where that they thought we were stealing her. And we're like, no, like, this is a planned thing. Like, it took a few conversations until finally they were like, okay. I'm like, how did you not know? Like, this has been in the works. It's not like we just showed up randomly to take grandma with us.
They thought you were grandma nappers.
Yeah, I was like, of all things, what a story that would have been if all of a sudden, like, we got arrested for stealing great-great-great-grandma.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? If you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, boy, could that be helpful, because three of the correct answers for the next game were given out. And his record is 135 wins, 50 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.